Let's take the word of God, and we'll turn in them to Jeremiah chapter 25. Jeremiah 25, we'll be reading verses 1 through 38, the entire chapter. Jeremiah 25, verses 1 through 38. Beloved, let's hear now the word of the living and true God. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, even to this day, these 23 years, the word of the Lord has come to me. And I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. And the Lord has sent to you all His servants, the prophets, again and again, but you have not listened, nor inclined your ear to hear, saying, turn now everyone from his evil way and from the evil of your deeds, and dwell on the land which the Lord has given to you and your forefathers forever and ever. And do not go after other gods to serve them and to worship them and to provoke me to anger with the work of your hands, and I will do you no harm. Yet you have not listened to me, declares the Lord, in order that you might provoke me to anger with the work of your hands to your own harm. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not obeyed my words, behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, declares the Lord, and I will send to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant, and will bring them against this land and against his inhabitants and against all these nations round about. And I will utterly destroy them and make them a horror and a hissing and an everlasting desolation. Moreover, I will take from them the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones and the light of the lamp. This whole land will be a desolation and a horror, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Then it will be, when 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, declares the Lord, for their iniquity in the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it an everlasting desolation. I will bring upon that land all my words which I have pronounced against it, all that is written in this book which Jeremiah has prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings will make slaves of them, even them, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the work of their hands. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, says to me, take this cup of the wine of wrath from my hand and cause all the nations to whom I send you to drink it. Then they will drink and stagger and go mad because of the sword that I will send among them. Then I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations to whom the Lord sent me drink it, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah and its kings and its princes, to make them a ruin, a horror, a hissing, and a curse as it is this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his servants, his princes, and all his people, and all the foreign people, all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, even Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, Moab, and the sons of Ammon, and all the kings of Tyre, all the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the coastlands which are beyond the sea, and Dedan, Temah, Buz, and all who cut the corners of their hair, and all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the foreign people who dwell in the desert, and all the kings of Zimri, and all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of Media, and all the kings of the north, near and far, one with another, and all the kingdoms of the earth which are upon the face of the ground, and the king of Sheshak, shall drink after them. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink, be drunk, vomit, fall, and rise no more because of the sword which I will send among you. And it will be, if they refuse to take the cup from your hand to drink, then you will say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, you shall surely drink. For behold, I am beginning to work calamity in this city which is called by my name. And shall you be completely free from the punishment? You will not be free from punishment, for I am summoning a sword against all the inhabitants of the earth, declares the Lord of hosts. Therefore you shall prophesy against them all these words, and you shall say to them, the Lord will roar from on high and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He will roar mightily against his fold. He will shout like those who tread the grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. A clamor has come to the end of the earth because the Lord is a controversy with the nations. He is entering into judgment with all flesh. As for the wicked, he has given them to the sword, declares the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, evil is going forth from nation to nation, and a great storm is being stirred up from the remotest parts of the earth. Those slain by the Lord on that day will be from one end to the earth of the earth to the other. They will not be lamented, gathered, or buried. They will be like dung on the face of the ground. Wail, you shepherds, and cry, and wallow in ashes, you masters of the flock. For the days of your slaughter and your dispersions have come, and you will fall like a choice vessel. Flight will perish from the shepherds and escape from the masters of the flock. Hear the sound of the cry of the shepherds and the wailing of the masters of the flock, for the Lord is destroying their pasture. And the peaceful folds are made silent because of the fierce anger of the Lord. He has left his hiding place like the lion, for their land has become a horror because of the fierceness of the oppressing sword and because of his fierce anger. And that is God's word. Now this passage coming obviously in the first year of King Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and that's what it says in the very first verse. It is a warning to us today. First, it is saying, you saw, if you remember the verse that you heard, if he is going to judge Jerusalem and Judah, which he's doing, that's what he's in the process of doing. If he's doing that, then if you are the ones who are just like them and who hear the word of the Lord and yet do not do what he says, do not believe the gospel, do not obey his law, then you will be just like them. If he has not spared them, God's people, because they have not listened to him, then he will not spare any. And so this is talking about judgment and then with a view to the final judgment. The chapter begins with a review of all the prophecies that have been given to Judah and Jerusalem, which Judah and Jerusalem have not listened to. He says, turn from your evil ways, don't go after other gods, but they've rejected that and they've rebelled against that because they've not listened to Yahweh. They are threatened. Nebuchadnezzar's coming. He and his armies will be brought against this land, and all their joy and gladness, even marriages, will be taken away, and you'll be utterly destroyed because of your continuing in sin and rebelling against God. But there will be, after you go into captivity for 70 years, there will be some who I, Yahweh, will bring out in a remnant. Now I will bring great judgment upon that land of Babylon because they're destroying my land and my people. And I will bring everlasting desolation for what they've done to Judah and Jerusalem. But that doesn't remove my judgment from Judah or Jerusalem for their idolatry. And so now he starts going into that, giving us these word pictures and pointing us to the final judgment. The judgment will also come to Egypt and Uz and the Philistines, Edom, Moab, etc., etc. A judgment will surely come. And then you see verses 15 through 28, with that promise, a prophecy comes of great destruction in the power and justice of our Lord. All the wicked will be judged. There's no place that will be without wailing and horror, because the Lord's fierce anger comes in judgment against all unrighteousness. And so then where in all of that does hope lie? Where is our hope? It is only with Jesus. It was for them the same promise as we heard this morning, coming from the very first gospel, Genesis 3:15, through the covenant of Abraham and so on. They had the same promises. They would just believe like their father Abraham. Now, he is your only hope, and you'll be judged according to your works. We're told that in the scriptures. You will be judged according to your works. Well, let me tell you, it is far better to be judged in Christ's works than apart from him. If it is apart from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the righteous one, that you'll be judged then like these people, like these nations, and there will be nothing to save you from his holiness. Let's pray. Our Father, we are thankful for your word. Thankful for the warnings here, even for us, very applicable today for us, that we would turn to your Son, Jesus Christ, if we are far from him. Because if we do not turn to him, and he is not for us, our atonement and the one who satisfies your wrath, then we will receive that wrath. Because you promise that judgment, great judgments will come, and there'll be wailing and horror and eternal desolation. Eternal death. Well, Father, we ask that you would show us your Son and reveal him to us, that we would believe, that you would send your Spirit into our hearts that we could believe, and that we would in this produce good works because of the righteousness of your Son, that we would be judged. When judged, that you would see Christ's works and not ours. Father, for we know very clearly, for apart from Jesus, for apart from him, we can do nothing. And all by ourselves, any good works that we would attempt to produce is still filthy rags in your sight. Well, Father, we ask that you would receive us for your Son's sake and cleanse us of our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. Our hope lies in Jesus alone, that you've given your Son, and in him we would receive all things. And so, Father, may our hope be in him and not in anything of this world, because all that will be of this world will perish and be destroyed. And if we trust in the things of this world, we will be destroyed along with them. That may that never be for any of us here, even our children. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.